been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run into things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Let's all stand. Amen. A little challenge to the brothers in the back. In the Yod-Dos version of the Message, in the Hebrew lexicon, the word "sturot," S-T-A-U-R-O-O, describes the crucifixion. And if you've never read that, man, I just wish we could find it. I can't find it on the internet. But in the Yod-Dos version, it told you what the Lord suffered. I just pray we can find that because it will change your life. Knowing what your Lord did for you. Amen. Let's change over the service. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy.
shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Help us, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy.
Come to see the Lord today? My, we had a good service this weekend, didn't we? Man, I tell you what, if y'all didn't feel good after that afternoon service or Sunday service morning, it was good. From where I was at, there was a lot of rain falling because I felt a little wet while I was up here. It was just wonderful to feel the presence of the Lord. But Brother Darrell said to send you greetings again. He appreciated having him. And like I said before, he's just a humble man. And he's been on the field 30-something years preaching the gospel full-time. 25 years full-time, 30-something years on the field. He and I are the same age. He's a little bit older than I am. He's September to January older than me. So, but he was a nurse in the Army. He was in the ER department, and I'll tell you a little story he told. Tell you about attitude. He said we had a guy in there. He said it was just a simple surgery. Can't even remember what it was. Said it was a simple surgery. He said, but that man kept telling me, he said, I'm going to die. I just don't feel like I'm going to make it. I'm going to die. And, I mean, it was something simple, like, you know, just open him up and do a little something. So it wasn't some major, like, heart surgery or liver or kidneys or whatever. And he said something happened on the table and the man died. His confession was he was going to die. And that's exactly what happened to him. My confession is we're going to live. My confession is we're going to take a body change. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what everybody else says, we are commissioned to believe that and have faith that we are the people of God to do that. Amen. Not somebody else, us. Sunday we're going to have communion and foot washing. Bible study will be Saturday from 6 to 8. They'll be set up as a Zoom meeting too for the ones in Ohio and the ones. If you're not here, you can set up that meeting, and you can tell Brother Anderson if you're not going to be there. I've already got two questions from people here that's not going to be at the place. So two questions already to answer. But bring your questions and comments, and we'll talk about the Word of the Lord. Amen. 6 to 8 Bible study. Kind of miss it. Glad to get back doing it. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Why not? I'm going to announce February 11th. We're going to have a banquet right here. Just give me a minute, okay? But Sunday afternoon, Brother Bob and Brother Luis is going to conduct the service, and they're going to show us about the missionary trip and all the things that went on with that. And we're just really looking forward to seeing that, amen? February the 11th, we'll have our Valentine's banquet. There's going to be about 86 of us there, so we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to have games, prizes. Mom's just bought all y'all gift cards, every one of you. So anyway, she's going to give them out this Saturday, though, not next Saturday. So, now we all get, if we don't have a calendar in front of our face, we do the same thing, so that's okay. But we're going to have food, we're going to have barbecue. Chicken tenders. And we're going to have all kind of fixings and trimmings. We'll have a good time. Brother Dutch Scott will be with us that weekend. He and Sister April, and they will be here. He'll be speaking maybe 20, 30 minutes while we're eating. And then we will have all of our games and prizes, and we'll have the newlywed game too. Also, that Sunday on the 12th, that Brother Dutch will be here. We'll have one service. All right. And a group from Ohio is going to be here. So we're going to feed them with leftovers or whatever's left of the banquet for everybody that's keeping them, Brother Boyd, myself, Brother Luis is keeping a couple of family members, so we will stay here and feed them. If you want to stay, you're welcome to stay, but bring your own food, just like you would if we were going to have a second service. And then we'll just stay here in fellowship. That way we don't have to all go to Brother Joe's house. Sister Rachel just fainted. I'm taking it away from you. We're not going over there. All right, also remember, Sister Gwen would like to tell the church she really appreciates us praying for Kip. He's doing better. He's alert. He's still got the trach. He still can't talk. But, hey, one step at a time. We love miracle healing. But you know what? I love the healing that goes and takes a little bit of time. And you can see the working of the Lord in a man's body or a woman's body as we gradually go up toward our healing. And I believe he'll be, from what we saw 3 weeks ago, it's a miracle. A miracle. Amen. I mean, they were looking at taking everything out and almost having a funeral, but not now. He's in a rehab facility. He is alert, so he knows what's going on. He's able to know that his wife's there and that his mom's there. So we're just going to hold her up, too. We're going to keep praying for her, too. All right? Also, remember, good to see Brother George back with us tonight. It's wonderful. Oh, also, for those of you, just a friendly reminder, for all the hordes that went to eat at La Hacienda this Sunday, I'm going to put the, we couldn't all figure out who bought what, so the church paid for it, but it was like $700, but y'all agreed, we all agreed, standing there in the restaurant, that y'all would look at the list, pick out what it is, and put that money in the tray. Also make sure 20% tip. Well, that's what was paid, 20% tip. So there was a hordes of people there, and we just couldn't stand around and pick out. So just best way to do that, put it in a collection plate. All right? It just goes around in a circle. All right? But we appreciate all of you going. Brother Darrell really had a good time fellowshipping, and he really enjoyed being here. So just remember these things. The receipt will be on the refrigerator when we get ready to leave. So let's bow our heads. We know that as many people have needs. Remember Sister Frieda, Sister Barbara called in a couple of requests, and we're looking on WhatsApp and seeing that several people are having trouble and trials and tribulations. So let's just keep them all in our prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you give us. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you, Lord, that we even got up this morning. Millions of people in this world did not have another day. But Lord, you gave us another day to learn from you, Father. You gave us a time that we can sit and listen to the word of God, and that you can speak to us through your word, Lord. We pray that you anoint the people that they can hear, Lord. Anoint the speaker that he can speak, Father. And it be you speaking, Lord, and not us. Father, be with the ones that are sick, that are not here, Lord. Sister Johnny, different ones, Lord, that are not here tonight. We pray that you would just touch them, Lord, as you touched Kip and all the different ones. Brother Boyd, what a testimony, Lord, that you're still a healer. You're still with us. You've not left us. You said you'd never leave us or forsake us, and that you would do what your word said it would do if we just believe. And Father, tonight may we believe that you're going to speak to us. And that you'll be with us, Lord. Be with the missionaries on the foreign fields, Lord. Keep them safe. Give them fruit for their labor, Father. And Luis and Brother Luis and Brother Bob, I pray that you'll give them fruit, Lord, for their labor as they labored over there, Lord, in Nicaragua, Lord. We pray that you would just be with them. Lord, we thank you for all the things you give us, that we are able to send brothers and sisters over there and to be able to spread the word of God and spread the truth. Not spread a fable or spread a lie or spread an idea, but to spread the gospel as you told us to do that, going to all the world and preach the gospel. And then the end will come. Father, we pray, Lord, hasten that day. Forgive us of our sins and bless us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Part 87. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. And that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I'm going to read you a quote, not today, but where Brother Brown said, the flesh is becoming word, word's becoming flesh. So it's all got to unite back together. It's a uniting time. We've been separated. We're going to read here in a few minutes how Adam and Eve got separated from God. All right? Because they ate off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God separated from them, but he made a way for them to get back. Praise the Lord, he made a way for them to get back. I will be the one that'll do it. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated when the Lord adds blessing to the reading of the Word. John 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those disciples which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, not know of the truth, not suppose you might know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So if you'll bring that chart up, we'll look at it just for a few minutes. And I appreciate the Lord giving us grace to have these things that we can put up so that you can visually see what's going on and you can see. Thank you. If your guest for the banquet will be at church on Sunday, in other words, we're like Joel and Pam's going to be coming with us, be sure to bring enough lunch for yourself and your guest. You sure don't want them sitting there not eating anything while we're all eating, okay? That'd be hard for a guest to do. To fellowship after that one service. Thank you, Sister Jean. She's got it all up here. Amen. So now, we saw the other day to where that middle realm, the soul of man, is the center realm where the sinner lives if you're not born again. All right, and then we looked, and it was just a real eye-opener to me to see that the affection, this affection right here, cannot be the affection that is in here. This is agape love. This is filial love. This is conditional love. One day you'll love me. One day you won't love me. One day you'll like me. One day you won't like me. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Reasoning, up and down. Memory, bad and good, right? Conscious, bad and good. Imagination, oh boy. But that is either faith or doubt. Either your soul is born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or it is a doubter of the Word of God. It was born in doubt. We're going to see in just a few minutes. It was born in sin. That's what separated. When Adam knew his wife Eve, that broke it all. Now we know it did with the serpent, but when Adam did it, that broke it off to where nobody could get back. No one. They were totally barred away from God. Is everybody with me? But he said, I will restore. Now what's he going to restore? He's going to restore this life right here first. Then he's going to restore these. And I like where it says the gifts of the Spirit, which is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all the different things. But remember, it's not agape love. There's one of those questions. It talks about the Holy Spirit right here at the pyramid, top of the pyramid, and we'll get to that. That's where it seals everything in. If there's any cracks, that's where it's going to seal it in. If there's anything that's going to be shaken, it can't be shaken once that Holy Ghost seals everything into that pyramid or you. When I say pyramid, I'm talking about you. Everybody with me? It's not a building, not a pyramid over there. It's you. All right? When it's sealed into you, you say, well, I already got the Holy Ghost. I got it down here. Yeah, but you get a refilling. You get to where God says, I can use this guy now because I've got everything sealed into him. And look, can't get out. Praise God. See, that's why we say have so many ups and downs and ups and downs. God don't have ups and downs. Only me and you have ups and downs. God don't have a bad day and a good day. If we'd let our soul out every once in a while and let it live, let it do the speaking, let it do the teaching. Remember what he said he was going to do? Send us a Holy Ghost to do what? Lead us and guide us into all truth. The leader is right here. Amen. That's where the Holy Ghost is. This is not Holy Ghost. Right. This is your spirit. Now the Holy Spirit's working on your spirit, working its way out to get into this realm, but so is Satan working to get in from the outside. Right. To affect your imagination, to affect your reasoning, to affect your consciousness. He's trying to affect and infect you and me. But he can't get in that soul once it's sealed in. Listen, that's the throne room. That's where God will meet you at. Because the devil can meet you in all those other, in that spirit realm, the devil can meet you there. But if you're born again of the Spirit of God, he cannot meet you in that Holy of Holies. It will burn him so bad, because that's what's going to burn him up at the end time. What's going to burn him so bad is that Holy Ghost fire is what's going to burn him up. Because remember, he's getting put in the lake of fire. He's not put in the lake of fire that's burning fire. It'd burn him up and consume him. He'd be dead. He'd be gone. No. It's a lake of fire that burns, a holy fire that's going to burn him until whatever time it is that God says, okay, that's enough. And he'll just evaporate into nothing. Boy, we don't want that. We don't want to evaporate into nothing. I don't want that. I don't want you to be that way. I want us to all make it. I want us to all. If we're going to evaporate, I want to evaporate in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to evaporate. Give me the Holy Ghost, and I'll evaporate away from here, and you'll see the real me, not me that's talking to you today. All right? So the spirit realm, thank God he sent us a prophet, but he sent us the word. We say he sent us a prophet, but really he sent us the word through a prophet. Everybody with me? He sent us the correct interpretation of the word through a prophet to give it to me and you in what? Truth. You shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Like I said before, no one, you don't see anybody, I'm not talking about, well, even message people almost now, talking about statue of perfect man, but out in the world, they're just all gommed up. Well, it's okay if I do this. It's okay if I do that. You know, I can drink and I can smoke and you ain't perfect, neither am I, so forget you, leave me alone. This right here, no, that didn't make you do anything. It's the motivator inside is what made you do that. All right, everybody with me? So these virtues, though, must emanate or come from here. They don't come from the outside. They're already inside of you. That's why a lot of people feel that you just get the virtues when you get born again, and you don't need all this teaching of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. There is a group of people that doesn't believe. They believe you got it all, Brother Dale. Remember, there's one group that believe you got it all when you believe. There's another group believes you got to get the virtues before you get to right here. They turn the pyramid upside down. Been in the room with both of them. And the wisdom of Dad was like, I ain't fighting with you and I ain't fighting with you, but can we pull them together? Can we pull them together and say, yeah, you got everything when you believe? Because that's a quote. But you got to let that work out to where these virtues can work in this realm right here. Not in this realm. In this realm. But it's got to emanate. You got to let it out. And what's going to let it out? Knowledge. Teaching. It's going to let that out. Because we're going to see something in just a minute that's really shocking that happened when Adam and Eve did what they did in the garden. Because remember, before Adam fell, Adam and Eve fell, everything was perfect. Adam could walk right up to God, look at him face to face and say, hey, Dad, how you doing? God said, hey, I'm doing good. Come on, let me take you over here. Remember, Brother Brown visualized it, says Adam and Eve right at the end of the day. God just lays them down, puts them to sleep. Said, you sleep there, I'll come back and get you in the morning. Everything was perfect. The harmony was great. There was no fear inside of Adam. There was nothing that gets, what do you call them, butterflies. There was no butterflies when God walked up. Now, you don't. If God walked through that door right there, we'd have butterflies. But I'm going to promise you, he's already walked through that door. Do you have butterflies? I don't think so. Because he's hidden in you and me. I mean, how are we going to be able to commune with God when we get on the other side? Because we're going to be rid of this humanity. Because we're going to look at two things that happened to Adam that he already had in his body, but they were released when what happened in the garden. We'll talk about it in just a second. But you see that the soul is the most important guy. Brother Ram said, God can ever get that soul to stand still long enough. A couple of you have told me that during this, when we were talking about the new birth, that you got the new birth because of listening to the teaching, not just of me, but of all of us, of how that soul is the one that needs to be saved. Your spirit realm can be fooled. Your spirit realm can be fooled into believing you're a believer. But when that soul ever gets the new birth, that's not make-believe. That's true believing, and you just got to let it out because it's still encased in this humanity. It's still encased in negativism. It's still encased in, Brother Joel Forney, wowsy, wowsy, woo. There's no wowsy, wowsy, woo in your soul if you're born again. So let that thing out. Release it. Let it do its job. Because we're going to see in just a minute how your body releases something when it's fearful. But it also releases something to calm you down. Your own body. Adam had it when he was made. He just never had to use it because he'd never been separated from God. No fear. Hey, Daddy, how you doing? Good, I'm good. And Adam knew he was God. He didn't know. He didn't say, "Well, is there another person somewhere?" No, he knew that was God. Because God came down and spoke to Adam in the cool of the day. And as Brother Brown said, "How you doing, Adam? You had a good day? Oh, Eve, you just look so good. Y'all my perfect children." Well, boy, something changed, though, a little bit later. And we'll look at it. It's called sin. But it was called eating off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, not the tree of life. But God promised us, and I want you to see this, I will restore to you the years. In other words, 2,000 years that this bug has eaten all these. It ate it down to a stump. It almost killed him in the dark ages and almost cut the light out. But God said, I will restore. In other words, I'm going to bring that thing back up out of a stump because the life's in the roots. They couldn't pull the roots out because God said, I will restore. What's he going to restore? The gifts to you. He's going to restore happiness to you. He's going to restore these virtues to you so that you know how to be happy. There's some people in this world do not know how to be happy. If you were to present happy to them, they'd just throw it away. Right. If you could put it in a box and hand it to them, they'd go, oh, really? Jim's sister's the same way, bless her heart. If she was completely healed of everything, she wouldn't know what to do. She'd still be miserable. Right. Misery loves what? Company. So let's don't be miserable people. That's why I like to get good Holy Ghost-filled friends. I know we have certain friends out in the world that we have to deal with, but they're not friends like you guys are. They're not friends like we are as a body of believers. We are not just friends, we're family members. All right, so he's going to restore, and we know what he's going to restore. The cankerworm eat it, caterpillar. Remember, it's the same worm, so it's the same devil. But you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of your God that hath dwelt, what, wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Are you ashamed to be a Christian? Are you ashamed that they talk about you? Are you ashamed that... Are you really? I mean, are you ashamed? Come on. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel in which I've been given to preach. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed. I've said it before. I'm not ashamed of this message. I'm not ashamed to be a follower of William Branham. I'm not. I'm not afraid to tell people that. I don't tell them at first. No, they won't get it at first, but you got to come around somewhere. And if they truly are interested in what you're saying, they'll say, where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? I got a place. I found a church age book downstairs, and you know what I'm going to do? There's a place there on Joe Chandler Road going to Gainesville. There's a little lady there has got a little box. You see that, Mom? That Joe, you see it, little yellow box? Well, I know the lady because she was on my mail route before, and she's really a sweet lady. But she puts books in there. She says, take one, leave one. So I'm going to go out there and take one, and I'm going to leave a church age book. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to write Donnie Fawbush's name on it. And you thought you were going to say, my name, didn't you? Put your address and your phone number. Call me anytime, day or night. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to slip one of them. I didn't think we had any church age books downstairs, but we do have a few, so I'm going to stick one. If that's all right. I mean, put one in there. Hey, if they take one, they may become a believer. You never know. You know how many miracles we've seen of people overseas that somebody throw the book away in a toilet or in a bathroom, and they used part of it for toilet paper, but the other half was left. Praise God, the bottom half was left that told them where to go. Word of God publication or wherever it was, or over in Jeffersonville at the time. It's been many years ago. And they called it, and now they're a message preacher and got a big message church somewhere overseas. So praise God. He can get people anyway. What a miracle working God we have. Isaiah 28 says, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. We'll get to this just in a few minutes. But I want to reiterate this. When we look at that word knowledge, do not think of worldly knowledge. Because worldly knowledge has no value. But Brother Brown said, Holy Ghost virtue. Holy Ghost knowledge. The knowledge of Jesus Christ. Not the knowledge of your neighbor, the knowledge of Einstein. Not that. That will actually get you killed. Because it's eating off the wrong tree. But we got to have Holy Ghost knowledge to be able to what? Discern right from wrong. In your little world. Everybody with me? All right? You discern it from what? The Word of God. And thank God for a prophet that could discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. But thank God for a Bible that tells us you can do the same thing. Not in a way like used to be before. But every one of us has a certain amount of discernment if you'll just let the Lord do it and you listen to Him. All right? All right, well, we're coming to adoption, and that's what we'll probably talk about Saturday a little bit, because the question was, what is that Holy Spirit up there for? Well, that is what? To place you into adoption, is to put you in a place where God can use you. All right? Everybody with me? And that's what we're heading toward. Because you can't not be adopted and then the headstone come and fit down where it's supposed to fit. I know some of you didn't get that, but that's what we're working toward. We're working toward getting, because look, this right here can't fall on this. Look at the shape. This is a perfect shape, and when it sits down, it's going to sit down right on. Brother Brown calls it a flange. Sort of fit over it so it'll shed the water. What? Shed the water of your life. So this knowledge is not knowledge of the world. It is good to have knowledge. Do not take your kids out of school. Please give them an education. If you homeschool them, that's great. If you send them to public school, that's fine. But educate your kids. All right? Then also integrate education as back here in the Sunday school class and downstairs in the Sunday school class and up here in the Sunday school class. And 9:45 to 4 o'clock on Sunday, you just get a good old, you get a whole bunch of curriculum going on here. And then on Wednesday night, too, with all these brothers preaching. And to me, it's a treasure trove of true knowledge, not just knowledge. It's true knowledge. Satan's got knowledge. Satan's got knowledge of the Bible. He knows the Bible. He knows the message of the hour. But he cannot produce God. This is producing God. Not producing another person. It's producing the same person. Like I said before, it's not two-ness. We're not two-ness. We're producing Jesus Christ back again in the church. That ought to make you happy. That's what we're heading toward. Not toward another man. We're heading toward Jesus Christ. So knowledge, 2 Peter 1 verse 5 says, besides this, giving all diligence. In other words, what am I saying? Besides this, besides your new birth knowledge. See, knowledge at the new birth is that water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is right. Right? Isn't that what Peter said? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for your remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For that promise. That's a promise not right here. That's a promise down here. That's promise to give you the teacher. Now I know as well as y'all do, some of y'all didn't listen to your teachers in school. It's obvious. I did, Brother George. I was a straight A student. Now, my family can't even fathom that. But I made it. Straight A. Didn't make a B till I got in college. But I studied. Knowledge. But Holy Ghost knowledge. See, that knowledge didn't do nothing but take me away from God. That knowledge I learned in school. If I'd have just stayed with that, it took me away from God. And it did take me away from God. But the knowledge that we're talking about here, it takes you not just to God, it takes you up into God. It takes you up into His mind. That's why Brother Aaron said, let's go back in the back part of God's mind. He said, let's go back. He didn't say, I'm going to go back and then shut it when I get done. He said, let's go back in the back part of God's mind. He brought us into the mind of God. That's why we're feeding off the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. The person of Jesus Christ. Besides this, what? Besides the new birth, the knowledge you need to be baptized, the knowledge you need to come. That knowledge is not knowledge to tell you to come to church. That knowledge is above that. You should, by the new birth, know to come to church. Sorry. So this knowledge is separated from that knowledge, because this knowledge, everywhere we look, we see that it's a furtherment. Look, such as belongs to the more advanced. You can put that, yeah, you got it over there. You can take that down if you want to, Miss Abby Grace. But it belongs to the more advanced knowledge that we're talking about in the statute of perfect man, especially of things lawful and unlawful for Christians. You know what? The world's lost that, though. The world, by their knowledge, has told them they could wear pants if you're a woman. And you can cut your hair if you're a woman, and you're fine. Now, that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's not the tree of life. Amen. Moral wisdom, such as is seen in what? Right living. Genesis 2:9. And out of the ground made the Lord God grow every tree pleasant to the sight, good for food. Now that's the trees that's got roots. Then now he's talking about the tree of knowledge, the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ. Also in the midst of the garden of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were right there. They were intertwined. It took someone to tell you which one was right and wrong. Because you know what, folks? I'm telling you something. When I say the tree of life and I say the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I'll bet you in your mind, in your brain, you got one beautiful tree and one ugly one. Come on, somebody. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. Tree of life. No. They were the same as you looked at it. Twins. Twins. I believe even Brother Branham, and I'll try to look it up, I think he said one time that their limbs were intertwined. Because they were so close. That tree of life was not over here, and it was shining, and big old apples and fruit, and this one over here was some dead stick. No, that one was probably more beautiful than that, because that's what got Eve in trouble. That didn't make her do what she did. That did. Because of beauty. We'll read it in just a minute. Genesis 2:6, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, any tree you want to, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For in the day you eat, that day you shall die. That tree is a death tree, not a life tree. Right. All right, so we know knowledge means the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity. Look, gain through experience, not just Acts 2:38. That's down at the bottom. That's it, faith. That's knowing you need to be born again. That's a knowledge that you're lost. That's not that knowledge. That knowledge at that point is not telling you you're lost. It's telling you how to be a better Christian. Everybody with me with that? The circumstance or condition of apprehending truth or fact through reasoning. John 8:31 says, Jesus said to the Jews that believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. Now this is where we're going to get to. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I want you to pay attention here just a few minutes. I may have to say some words that I don't want to, but this is going to be, you know what that word know is. In the Greek lexicon is perceive or understand or get knowledge of. But I'm going to make a point here in just a second. To understand, perceive, have knowledge of, to understand. It's a Jewish idiom for sexual intercourse between a man and a woman. Bible says what? Adam knew his wife Eve. Now, it wasn't that he knew her, shook her hand, said, hey, how you doing? No, he'd known her for ages. But he knew her in a different way that had never been before. Genesis 3:6 is when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Which tree? Pretty tree. Not tree of life. Pretty tree. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. Never seen a tree that made me do that. So this must have been a person with a doctrine. I'm going to tell you something. That beast was probably extremely beautiful. He was right between an ape and a man. So he was just pleasant to the eye. Because that's where it came from. A tree to be desired to make one wise. Oh, Eve, be careful. You're fixing to know something you don't want to know. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband. In other words, he knew her, right? In Genesis 3, says Adam knew his wife, Eve, and they had children. And the eyes of them both, watch, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. Now, they had walked thousands, maybe millions of years, completely naked. I can't fathom that without something going on. Think about it. And I don't believe he said, now don't touch me. You stay over there. No, that was his buddy. That was his wife. That was his partner. They just had no carnal mind to what? Release something into their bloodstream. We'll talk about it in just a minute. To make them do what they did. Everybody with me? But I want to make sure that you know this. It's not just, this is not just, this is knowledge up here. This is not knowledge down at the bottom of the pyramid. Right. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. So in other words, they had a new understanding, a new knowledge that they'd never had before. And they sewed fig leaves. In other words, they had a feeling. That's why feelings will get you in trouble. Right. Kids, do not kiss before marriage. Prophet of God knew exactly what he was talking about. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. Now, they had done this many times, years, hundreds and thousands of years. They had heard that voice walking in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Never had he felt that before. And I got to looking around a little bit. When you're afraid, your body releases a chemical. It's called cortisol. Everybody with me? It comes from a gland in your body that's already there. So what was already in Adam's body, because God knew they had to be perfect human beings, so he had all the parts and he had everything inside of it. But it usually comes from your adrenal gland. And what happens is when you get excited, it releases cortisol. It's a traumatic stress or fear drug or whatever you want to call it. But it's released into your body. Adam had never had that released in his body before. He had it in him. Why was it released? Because of the knowledge that he ate off of that tree. If he'd have stayed with that tree, he'd have not had that. Everybody with me? Same way with me and you. Which one are you going to eat off of, that one or that one? I don't want something foreign released in my body. But cortisol. But what happens too, though, it comes from your pituitary gland. And it releases also, though, cortisol is released. That's where the fear comes from. But your body automatically releases another one, and it's about this long. But it releases one to calm you down. Already inside your body. That's why fear comes from inside you. I fear. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm afraid. I've got this feeling I've never had before. When are we going to get rid of that? Because if your body, this is my point, if your body can create inside of you a chemical to react to that, guess what? Can't you take the Holy Ghost and do the same thing? Why should you fear? Why does the angel come up to every human being when an angel arrives? He says what? Fear not. In other words, do not release, don't let your body release that cortisol. You're going to get afraid. But fear not. Then also there's a drug called serotonin. I know it's named for Sarah Roberts. But serotonin works about the same way. In other words, what happens when somebody gets high, that dopamine, that's why they call it dope, is put in your body in such high levels it makes you have a state of euphoria. And your body can't produce enough drugs inside of you, not out there, inside of you, to calm it down. So Adam come to a place he had a feeling he'd never had before. He was afraid. He had the knowledge of good and evil, not the knowledge of the tree of life. So you and I were born with that inside of our body, that cortisol and serotonin. There's a lot of different things that does, but that's just two things that that react in your body that's already there. It's already there in the gland, just waiting on you to either get frayed or calm you down. Of course, they make drugs to do that too. But what does it do? It affects those cortisol. You can actually take serotonin as a supplement. But you see what happened. Here's my point. We've all got everything inside of us to either be fearful or release that other drug, the Holy Ghost, to calm it down. That's why, fear not. Jesus walked up to him and said, fear not. Look, don't release that because you're going to think differently. How many times have you been just going along, everything's cool, everything's good, and then all of a sudden, boom, a car hits you. Or you ain't paying attention, like Boyd, and hit your head on something. What does it do? It releases that drug inside of you, the cortisol and different things, to make you fearful, and then your body has to counter-react that when you're sitting here today. What's being released in your body today? Natural versus spiritual. Are you letting fear overtake what God's already given you? Are you letting fear do that? Because Adam did. Adam knew he'd done wrong, and his body released a drug that said, I was afraid. You and I are going to have to remember one thing. When God said, fear not, that's what's going to take us to a body change. Because death is going to go up our sleeve, and that cortisol is not going to come out. Brother Bram said we'd wipe it off, wipe it off, wipe it off. Wipe off death? You say death and you got this little quiver inside of you, right? Every time you say, well, he's going to die. Oh, my Lord. Or I got to go to the doctor and I don't know if that thing's a cancer or not. Fear brings what? Torment. Let's quit letting Satan torment us. That's what I was getting, Brother Darrell was, and that's what was released to me from that. It's just fear not. Don't fear the thing. Why, Brother Bram, say, why fear cancer? Because cancer is that thing. When you say cancer, it's like you're dead. You're dead. No, it's not dead. It's just a word. It's a word for a devil. And it releases cortisol. And then that cortisol, if you keep letting it get fearful, what's going to happen is you're going to have a nervous breakdown. Stop that business. I'm talking natural and spiritual. You're going to have a spiritual breakdown if you don't get in the Word of God. And let that release into your life. Yeah, press play when you want to. But listen to a good Holy Ghost filled preacher. It'll do the same thing. It'll release something inside of you that you don't know that you got. Because if Adam was the first, if he was the first Adam and that happened to him, what happened to the second Adam? He reversed that process. And then where did he reverse it at? In me and you. Take her back to the Garden of Eden. Take her back to no fear. Can you believe that? Isn't that what Brother Brown said? All God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ was, he poured into the church, the bride, to take her back to the Garden of Eden with no fear. But we got to have what? Death destroyed here, not there. Everybody with me? Just remember that. Even as we look at, I've read that many times where Brother Brown says the right mental attitude toward any promise of God will bring it to pass. When you have a negative attitude, it releases in your body a real enzyme or a real substance that your body's got to react to. That's why Brother Brown, he'd look at them women, he'd say, you've got a nervous condition, and it's caused by menopause. Or it's caused by, remember he told that one lady, he said, look, I know your problem. He said, you're scared of dogs. He said, because when you were a little kid, a dog either bit you or run at you and scared you. It put fear, it put that cortisol or the serotonin, it put everything inside of her, and every time she saw a dog, that's why sometimes you talk about things. I had a dream one time when I was a kid. I had a dream that somebody was chasing me through the woods with an axe. Wasn't my brother. Wasn't my daddy. Wasn't my mama. Could have been Anna, but He was a little bit taller. He was taller than that. But I caught him. I flipped him over, and I hit him right here with that axe. And when he bust open, it was just like a piece of wood. There was nothing like guts or, it was just like when I split him, he split like a log. And every time I go through the woods, even hunting and man through the, even in dark and even with a good flashlight and even with Pop standing beside me, I'm like, why? Because I had that dream so many years ago. And I can remember it. I probably wasn't Jonas's age. We were still living in Gillsville on top of the hill. So we moved there from there in 72. So I was just a kid. But that impacted me so much till I hear, you hear leaves crunching behind you. It releases a lot of cortisol. And you go, why? Because of this, an experience that you had before. We've got to overcome that fear that the devil's the one that was behind us and he's the one that's chasing us. But praise God, I jerked that sucker around, thrown him on the ground, hit him in the head and busted him wide open. And you know what? There was nothing in him. He's a bluff. The word knowledge is one did not know something until that fact had a practical outworking in his life. That's what knowledge, this knowledge is. It will have a practical outworking in your life. It will not make you come to church more. When you get the Holy Ghost, that's when you start need to come to church more. Not here. This is knowledge to tell you why you need to. Keep going more and more. Happy is a man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and fine gold. She, now it turns into a she. She is more precious. Who's she? She's the bride. She is more precious than rubies. And all things thou canst desire not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Doesn't that sound pretty good? She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Brother Brown said, you're a creator, right? You can change an atmosphere of a room just by walking in it. If you've got the right attitude before you go in it. That's why Brother Brown said you need to pray. You need to do whatever you need to do before you come through them doors. Because you're either going to go leave worse or you're going to leave better. You're either going to lay that thing down, throw it away, get something from God and go out the door. Or you're going to bring it in here and you're going to let it. Absolutely. You're going to have gallons and gallons of cortisol running through your body. Much less the devil. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more, what, in knowledge and all judgment. As I said before, dare any one of you take a matter to another to court. In other words, don't go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? That's why we judge matters here. We don't let the law judge matters between brothers. Now, for them out there, it says go to law before the unjust. In other words, don't, you can't take something that we can deal with here and take it to a judge and have him decide in a Christian manner how to do something, because most of the time that judge is not going to be a Christian. He's just going to look at the law and say, that's it. All right. We believe in grace. I do. Amen. I believe in grace. Amen. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that you shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. In other words, let the new guy do it. Pay it before the new guy. If he's got the Holy Ghost, that's what it says. We'll read it. The least esteemed in the church. Yeah, right. Statue of perfect man, Brother Brown says, thirdly, add knowledge. Knowledge, now that don't mean worldly knowledge, because that's foolishness to God. But knowledge to what? Judge. Judge right from wrong. How do you judge it then if you've got Christian knowledge with your virtue and faith? You judge whether the word is right or wrong. But when you can see that the scripture is not contradictory, that you can say that and can see that by the revelation of God, the whole word is wrote in mysteries, and only the knowledge of God can reveal it. Now, what we said before, there's no prevailing power but a revelation. That's what you need to pray for. You don't need to pray for anything else but revelation. God, I'm already born. If I'm already born again, God, give me a revelation. I want to know more. And how do you know more about him? You get it revealed to you. Right? It's that aha moment that you say, man, I haven't seen that. Man, I see it now. We ought to be so happy when that happens. That God, the creator, the one that wrote it in mystery form, he wrote it to hide it. Took from the wise and prudent, but revealed it to me and you by Holy Ghost knowledge, not by the knowledge of the world. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Have you ever just thanked God for that? Amen. I mean, there's some walking idiots around here. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about out in the world. Their whole mentality is just totally messed up. And you know what? They say we're crazy. We'll find out. Only the knowledge of God can reveal it. That when you get and say, punctuate every word of God with an amen. Some of y'all ought to try that. Then add that to your faith. 70 weeks of Daniel, Brother Bram said, look, the spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelation of the what? Of the Holy Ghost. Revelation of the Holy Ghost, not revelation that you need the Holy Ghost. Okay, the revelation that you need the Holy Ghost is right here. The revelation that you got the Holy Ghost and it can help you is right here. That's going up. That's moving up in God. The spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelation of the Holy Ghost. Bringing the church in and revealing what day we're living in. We ought to know what day we're living in. We're living in the last hours of the last day. 30 seconds to midnight, like Brother Darrell was talking about. It was 3 minutes when Brother Branham was here. Now it's 30 seconds. Do y'all know what that is? It's an atomic clock. Like, it's closer to be, if it turns to midnight, there's going to be an atomic war. So we're only 30 seconds away from that. And praise God. Brother Brown said, not one bomb will fall. Amen. Don't fear. That's what God sent a prophet to take the fear out of this thing. Take the fear. Everybody's afraid of it. You say atomic, it's like cancer. You go... It ain't happened to the bride until we're out of here. So don't even listen to that garbage, all that talk about nuclear this and nuclear that. Oh, the world's going to get a nuclear this and that, but you and me are not going to be here. If you are here, you missed it. The Holy Spirit comes to the church in the last days to reveal these great, deep, secret things. Do you understand now? I believe in this church, we've had that for years and years and years. And I pray that we'll continue to hold that all together, that we can have some good, deep teaching. Listen, you ought to know how to worship. Some of y'all been in the message 50 years. You ought to know how to worship. Some of you have been in the message 2 years. You ought to know how to worship. Because you got the worshiper inside of you. Amen? So let's get past that part. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Now, this is the person that's going to die for you and release his life back into you. Not a second person, not part of him, all of him. Because remember, collectively we are, what? We are the fullness of the Godhead bodily, collectively, not one person. He divided himself on the day of Pentecost, and he just keeps dividing and keeps dividing and keeps dividing. The spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and what? Of the fear of the Lord. It's okay to fear the Lord. That doesn't release the cortisol. That brings you up in God, and it helps you not release cortisol. Because if Adam would have had to fear the Lord, he'd have been okay, but he had the fear of Adam. He had the fear of Adam in him when he said, I fear you, Lord, because I've done something wrong. Right. Ephesians 1 verse 17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Sister Barbara was quoting a quote today on WhatsApp, if some of you saw that, and she's listening in or watching in, then Sister Gail said, tell everybody, hey, I think she's She's called Jim, talked to her yesterday or so. But I miss Sister Gail. We always forget to say Sister Gail when we say Sister, when we say Sister Frieda, and we say Sister Johnny, but also Sister Gail. She's watching in, so she's keeping up with us. She's still there. She's real faithful. Just pray for her. That may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. That you may know. What is the hope of His calling? And what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. God's inheritance is living inside of you if you're born again. You are the inheritance of God. Now we keep going, talk about the book of Revelation. There's nothing of such prevailing power as the revelation of the word. We can't live without revelation. We can't. We dry up and backslide. Well, I'll preach anyway. We all do. Sure, there's not every day it's not going to pop like popcorn and we're going to get a revelation. But like when Sister Barbara was she actually put two quotes together, so she's not going to find one quote just like that. But Brother Bram says, when the bride realizes who she is and what she's doing here, she'll become an invincible army. But he also said in 1953, I believe it was, in Questions and Answers, he said that when the door of the Gentile church is closed, God will what? Anoint a church then. So there's two different quotes there. But they are nice to put them together. It's okay. I don't mind that. That's good. But he'll what? Do in 1 year. What theologists has tried to do in 2,000 years, he's doing it now, though. He's not going to wait. He's had to start somewhere. He started with the prophet's message. And you and I are recipients of that, if you believe that. So there's no prevailing power as the revelation of the word. And I say, through the message of the hour. Through the message of the hour. That's what I'm reading. I'm reading the message of the hour. Keep going just to save time. But the prevailing, overcoming church is built on revelation. So we can expect God. Look, we can expect God to reveal His truth to us. Amen. Expectation that God's going to give you a revelation. God help me. I've got questions. Put somebody in the pulpit that will answer these questions. Put somebody talking to me. Somebody over lunch or over breakfast. Put somebody in front of me that'll help me. How many have you ever done that? No, you got to get desperate enough to want it. I can't live without knowing about God. Oh, yeah, we know about all these other things. Sure. Sure, I like to read about this, for like the cortisol and the serotonin and different things. And I like to read about stuff like that. But there's no prevailing power in that. It just helps for you to understand certain things that goes on in your body. All right. However, you actually don't need a revelation on water baptism. It's right there staring you in the face. Revelation to Jesus Christ, Church Age book. Brother Brown said, we need to call on God for revelation more than anything in the world. He said, how do you want to get closer to God? Brother Brown said, pray and read your Bible. If you pray and read your Bible, I promise you God will give you a revelation. He'll answer your question. We have accepted the Bible. We have accepted the great truths of it. But it still is not real to most people because revelation by the Spirit is not there. I'm just quoting quotes. I'm quoting what Brother Brown said. Because most people, the revelation of the Spirit is not there. The Word has not been quickened. Listen, pile it in though. Pile it in. Store it up in your storehouse. Not some storehouse over here somewhere. Not Jeffersonville. Sorry about that. Store it up inside of you. Jeffersonville's not taking a rapture. You are. Jeffersonville's not going to cause a resurrection. You are. The Bible says in Corinthians 5:21 that we have become the righteousness of God by our union with Jesus Christ. Did you get it? It says that we are the very righteousness of God Himself by being in Christ. That's a revelation. Because listen, every other quote is from the Bible, born in sin, shaping iniquity, on your way to hell. Contrary to God, Peter, Paul said. Born contrary to God. Born, what's that all Paul says, whoremongers? He lists a whole bunch of really nice people. Not really. But you know what? He said, such were some of you. But you're washed. If you'll believe it. You're sanctified. You're born again. That unclean spirit's out of your soul. Now let's work on the next guy. It says that we are the very righteousness of God Himself by being in Christ. It says that He, Jesus, became sin for us. It does not say He became sinful, but He became sin for us that by our union with Him. What's the union? Knowing Him. Intimate relationship. Jesus said, hey, you can shout my name. You can cast out devils. You can have prayer lines. You can have all these different things you want. That's okay. Needful. Until you don't need it. Needful until you don't need it. Because you can't take laying on hands out of the Bible, or you take the piece of the Bible out. All right? But we got to come to a place, though, where like Gentiles, though, just say the word. Just say the word. Just say the word. I know I'll get something. You just say the word. All right? He became sin for us that we by our union with Him. So what are we doing? He's taking on our sin. We're taking on His righteousness. Do you really believe that? You better believe it. If we accept the fact, and we must. Say it with me. And we must. That was poor. And we must. That He literally became sin for us by His substitution for us. Then we must also accept the fact that we by our union with Him have become the very righteousness of God. To reject one is to reject the other. To accept one is to accept the other. Now we know the Bible says that. It can't be denied. But the revelation of it is missing. Let's get born again. Let's get that revelation down. Then let's go to the revelation that's missing of knowledge. Stay away from the tree of knowledge. Get to the tree of life. Know which one's which. Isn't that what Brother Brown, you know, continuation of the quote is that Brother Brown says when the church realizes who she is and what she's doing, she'll be an invincible army. When she gets a true revelation of the two spirits in the framework of this church. This church. This church will be what? An invincible army. Because you know what? Satan will be totally thwarted, he said. Because he won't have anything to work in. Because he's still working in that spirit realm. But there's going to be a day, folks. I promise you. Somebody's going to make it. You just got to believe it's you. But you got to go by the required curriculum. You can't make it, like Brother Brown said, and I'll read it to you later on, not now. Where Brother Brown says, you can't jump up. If you get way up here and it breaks, he said down here, he said you're going to fall. You got to be solidified all the way up. That's why when you get up there to that part of the Holy Spirit, you're a rock. He sealed you in. And He's going to be able to use you. Amen. Till the day of your redemption. But the revelation of it is missing. It is not real. Look, to the majority of Satan's kids. I didn't say that. It is not real to the majority of God's children. Why? They're still children. It is just a good verse in the Bible. Acts 2:38. But we need to have it made alive to us. That will take a revelation. Hebrews 5:13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, it doesn't say you're lost. It says you're just unskillful. God sends a preacher by. And see, that's another thing. I want to make this point. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that back. You know, when you're sitting here in a service, not so much this church, but other places, thank God. And then you have a preacher that comes out and he preaches about having eternal seat. You know, something that you've not been taught. Something that you know is a little bit wrong. What goes off? Cortisol. Your body releases something to say, something ain't right. Amen? Where's that released from? It's released from your body, but it's by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost inside of you, because you know what? There's hundreds of people sitting around you that believe that same thing. They had a different feeling than you did. There was something released different than was what was released in you. You ever had that little... We call it butterflies, but you ever had a little thing like, man, that ain't something about that's not right. Yeah. Amen? 600 people shout and scream, and 10 of us just sit there. Why did we just sit there? We were taught right. We weren't fearful. We had no fear. I promise you, you start talking about Daniel 70 weeks, a lot of stuff goes off. Some of you ministers, you've been to ministers meetings, a lot of stuff goes off. And it ain't good. Don't smell good, don't look good. They start blowing up all over the place. Why? There's something released in their body that they're not used to. They're fearful that they don't have the answer. Or they have this defense mechanism is, well, you don't know anything and I don't know anything and that's not your revelation, that's whatever. But strong meat belongs. Why is that? Why does that trigger go off? Because not knowledge down here. It's not saying that those people are not born again. It's saying they don't have the knowledge, complete knowledge of the truth. Not de-Christianizing people. We are not. Listen, you can be wrong in your doctrine and be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And have the new birth. But you can't have the word presented to you and stay that way and have the new birth. But strong meat belongs to them that are of what? Full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Get your faith muscles. Have them exercised by what? To discern both good and evil. If everything was good, we'd be happy. But when that evil pops up, we're able to discern. There's something goes off in your soul, in your Holy Ghost that says, whoop, that's not right. Or, listen, or let's reason together. Let's study this thing out. Let's see where the difference is. I like what Brother Brown said. Brother Brown said, look, you both can't be right. You can both be wrong, but one of you can't be wrong, another one right. One right, another wrong. If you're wrong, it's wrong.
Right. Amen.
But both of you can't have two opinions on the Word of God in it and they both be right. Can't happen. Sorry about that. Discern is what? To separate, make a distinction, discriminate, prefer. That's why we had a teacher that taught us how to rightly divide the word of truth. I'm talking about Brother Ryan. I'm talking about Brother Dale. I'm talking about the rest of y'all sitting here.
Right.
A progression of teachers that taught us every little dot and every little comma and everything, even the A's and these, we understand that. Because we can separate, rightly dividing, the Bible says, the word of truth. For the word of God is quick and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That's why we can look at that chart. And by the prophet's message, we can be able to understand that we can separate those two. Because I promise you, folks, most people, you can't separate them. You cannot. Okay. You can't separate them as far as pull them apart and say, all right, we're going to put the soul over here. We're going to put the spirit over here and the body here. And we're going to analyze it. No, you're a unit. Without the soul, you're dead. Without the spirit, it has nothing to move. With, this has something to move, but it's moved by my spirit. If that spirit's not in here, guess what? You'll be saying, boy, he looks good. Piercing even look to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Listen, the whole body can be discerned by the word of God. Joints, marrow, everything, the whole body. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We got to use that discernment, though, to figure out what's false and what's true.
Right.
Now, look, that's why that is unskillful. The knowledge down here that we get at the new birth, it is unskillful. Because it can be fooled. The soul can't be fooled. But the spirit can be fooled. As a baby, babies make mistakes all the time.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You know, somebody said one time, and I agree, if you were to take my pretty little cat I'm going to get tomorrow, and you put that cat right here as a little bitty baby, and it will not fall off of that. It'll stay right there. It'll walk around this way. You lay a baby right there, it moves, it's going to fall. What does that mean? Cats are more intelligent than humans. But you see what happens. But God protects nature. That's what I'm trying to say. God protects nature. It does. He protects nature because they don't have a soul. But with a soul, there's a decision made, and we are the consequence of that decision. All right? Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. We see that in the message already. Even denying the Lord that bought them, and bringing them upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious. Perdition is what that word is. Pernicious ways are wrong ways, by reason of whom the way of truth. Look, even the way of truth will be evil spoken of. They're bashing this message like crazy. The truth. The very truth. They're bashing it. They're saying it's wrong. Listen, there's no need to fight them. They're going to get their due. Let's move on. Keep going. Quit looking back. If a soldier falls, he falls. If he dies, you got to leave him there. If he's wounded, pick him up and help him. But if not, you got to go forward. We got to move forward. We can't turn around and go back. We done been too far to turn back now. I love that song. Gone too far to turn back now. Hebrews 5:11 says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing that you're dull of hearing. Now listen. That's slothful, slow, sluggish, indolent, and languid. In other words, behind. But now that don't mean dull of hearing, because I'm getting hard of hearing. I can't hardly hear the alarm clock go off in this ear. Oh, I mean, it goes off all the time. It's not the real alarm clock. Well, no, y'all ain't had that problem before? You never had a ringing in your ear and go, somebody said, answer that. Oh, wait, well, okay. Never mind then. Well, y'all pray for me. I got to go to the doctor about it. But that's not dull of hearing that way. It's dull of hearing because you sit here and you die. The word of God's preached to you and you let it go right through you and out the back door. You don't listen to what the preacher's saying. You have your own preconceived idea and it just goes right on through. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. What? The Ten Commandments. That was the first principles of the oracles of God. The Ten Commandments. Or are become such as what? Have need of milk and not of strong meat. And that's where we get to Holy Ghost knowledge. That's why that knowledge is not down here. That knowledge is on up above that, where we don't have to. Listen. Excuse me. The church at Ephesus, 12 people, they all had the Holy Ghost, and they all were taught by Paul. So I would say they all had the virtues working in their life, because that's the faith of the fathers, and Paul was part of the fathers. Is everybody with me? So he taught them, and they were a powerful church, 12 people. They didn't just have the Holy Ghost. They had the Holy Ghost plus. They had the Holy Ghost plus they were taught by a prophet. That's me and you. We're supposed to go back to that. That's the only time we go back. I believe it comes and gets us. Amen? Everybody all right? Sorry. But having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's what's happening to people in the message now. You see people being in the message 30 or 40 years. They're denying the message. What? They had a form of godliness. Amen. But they're denying the power that's behind the message. That's the Bible. But denying the power thereof. Look, from such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, yours. Leading captive silly churches, laden with sins, led away with many lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Right. Hebrews 10 verse 23 said, let us hold fast the profession of what? Our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Not forsaking them. Who put that in there again? not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, you see people, and I harp on this a lot, but you see people that struggle. If they would just put one more piece of that puzzle together, come to church. I mean, who would not? Where would you like to have been last Sunday morning? Where would you have liked to have been last Sunday morning? You think about it. Ball game, Walmart, heavenly days. I wouldn't even want to be at your house, because I'd be alone. I hope you were here. But the assembling ourselves together, listen, there is no way that we can make it without each other. Not a one-man show. We had one man, Jesus Christ, but you know what he did? First, you know what the first thing Jesus did? He divided himself. He divided himself. I'm coming back in you, and you, and you, and you, and you. I'm going to divide myself. Then we're going to fight the devil with everything we got. For if we sin willfully, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more. There is not a sacrifice for that. There's a sacrifice for ignorance. There's a sacrifice for sin. There's a sacrifice for adultery. Come on, somebody. There's a sacrifice for all that, but not that. If you sin willfully, after you've received the knowledge of the truth, there is no sacrifice that can cover your sin. I'm just reading the Bible. I'm not condemning anybody, but if you don't listen to the Word of God, and if you don't do what the Word of God says, you're condemning yourself already. That's what the Bible says, right? Now, remember this. Here's the quote here. We'll read this, and then we'll stop. Musicians, get ready. Come on. Now, remember this. Christ in the true church. Now, look, true church. There's been brides, churches, been all kind of brides, all kind of churches. That's a quote from Brother Branham, right? But he said there'll come one. So Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how that Antichrist spirit would come into that church and defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his works, the attempted destruction of God's people, and the discrediting of God's word, right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church, not Baptist, not Pentecostal, not Methodist, not Branhamism, right, we're the true church of God. Amen. The bride. Look, and what she stands for, who she is. I'm sorry. True revelation of the true church and what she is. She's the bride. Right. And what she stands for. We stand for the word, nothing else. And that she can do the greater works. She will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation, how many times are they going to have to say true? If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the message church, right. And by God's spirit, discern. What is discernment? Dividing, separating. Amen? That's why the Bible says that in the congregation at the end time that a sinner won't be able to sit in the congregation of the righteous. Why? Because there's a dividing time. There's a time that you don't come in here. Because you won't. There won't be anything in you to want to come here. Well, praise God. I mean, that's what it is. You don't have a want to inside of you. You've sealed yourself away. You've sealed your doom. Please don't do that. Keep yourself open for revelation. And by God's Spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit. Satan will be powerless before her. He will then be as definitely thwarted today as when Christ withstood his every effort to gain power over him in the desert. What did he use? Divine healing? Discernment? No. He quoted the word. Amen. Satan hates revelation. He hates for you to know more about God. You know why? Because you'll know more about God than he does. Praise God. But we love it. And with true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. But we will prevail over them.
Amen. That's right.
That's where your standard will be raised up. Where's that standard? It's inside your body. That when that cortisol of sin is released, there's something to suppress it. It's the word of God. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. Now that word wise means prudent, mindful of one's interest. They were mindful that they needed to hang on to that lamp. And to make sure they got the Holy Ghost. And that they trimmed their lamp. Because you get the oil down here. But you trim your lamp. Have you ever used one of those? I know some of the kids are just like look at you cross-eyed. But they call them hurricane lamps. We still have them in case the power goes out. If you live in Gillsville, Georgia, you need some. You know the power's going to go out 2 or 3 times a month. It used to be a month. Now it's a year. But hurricane lamps, they're so nice. They'll light the place up. Dad had to live under those kerosene lamps because he didn't have any power. But when the power goes out, guess what? We don't have any either. So you take that thing and right at the very end of that wick, if it's all black and gommed up, yeah, you'll get a fire. But it'll be like, and it'll get black all inside of your little lamp thing, your little glass thing. But if you'll take that thing and run it up real quick, trim that off, roll it back down, light that baby, it'll give you the prettiest light. It won't flicker. It won't make that all gommy up inside. Somebody getting what I'm saying? 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise was prudent, mindful of one interest. I want you to look at this word foolish. That's where we get the word moron from. Morris. Moron. Look what it means. Impious. Not showing respect or reverence. You better reverence every gift. You better reverence every gift that God give a person, whether he be a little preacher or a big preacher, a little deacon or a big deacon. If God's put you in that place, you better show respect and reverence. Because touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Not showing respect or reverence. Godless. They were virgins. They were foolish. They had lamps. But they didn't get any oil. They were godless. They were without the Holy Ghost. Because that's what oil means, the Holy Ghost, right? Let's read this real quick. Musicians, come on, everybody stand. We'll get out of here. It's 8:35. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil. We believe the message. We'll sit here. We'll praise God. But don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me I got a reverence headship. No, no, I ain't doing it. Well, guess what? You're a foolish virgin. Took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They took oil in their vessels. And their lamps, with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. So they all did. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins, listen, all 10 got up. Hello? All 10 woke up. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. But if you try to get these virtues without the Holy Ghost, what? Brother Brown said a stumbling block. Amen. Power without character. And the foolish said unto the wise, at least they knew where to go to get it. Amen. That's why they're going to come to you one day and say, let me in that ark. And you're going to say, man, you've goofed around for 30, 40 years. You've had the same opportunity I've had. You go get your own. Amen. That sounds harsh, but that's what the Bible says. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. In other words, they had a little bit of the Holy Ghost on their spirit. Because if they had Holy Ghost in their soul, they'd be born again. but to add a little Holy Ghost on their spirit. For our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and said, not so. You've been taught. You've heard the message. Lest there be not enough for us and you. In other words, there's not enough time for us to go over all this again to get your lamps full. But you go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the what? The door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. In other words, they knew even where the Lord was. And we were in there with him. But the door was closed. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know, there's that word again, I have not had an intimate relationship with you. Even though you're a foolish virgin, even though you're going to have a place in heaven, you're not my bride. You didn't do what I said. You didn't get ready when I told you to get ready. But I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Talk about wisdom. Let me get right down here to the bottom and then we'll close. We'll read it later on. But Brother Brown says, fourthly, the next thing we're coming to, which will be Sunday morning, will be temperance. Okay? Temperance. Add temperance. Oh my, we've come to temperance. Now you got faith first. Have to have that to begin with. Then you add virtue. What? Strength to your faith. If it's the right kind of virtue. Then you add knowledge, if it's the right kind of knowledge. Which is what? Holy Ghost knowledge. Now you're going to add temperance. Temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol. No, no. Temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. Not in this case. This is Bible temperance. Holy Spirit temperance. Drinking, he said, that's just one of the lusts of the flesh. But we're talking about Holy Spirit temperance. That means how to control your tongue. Not be a tattler. How to control your temper, not fly off every time anybody speaks cross to you. Oh my. Boy, a lot of us going to fall off before we get started, aren't we? Then we wonder why God is not in his church doing miracles that they used to do. Boy, a lot of us is going to fall off before we get started. Now, this is a prophet. We like to quote them good quotes, but what about these quotes? Aren't we? Then we wonder why God is not in his church doing miracles and things that they used to do. Yes, sir. See. And that's where we'll get started on Sunday. God bless you. Let's sing a song.
Come to the garden. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on. The roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
A friend of mine that has liver, needs a liver.
Yeah. Believe, Lord, and stand with our brother. These are friends of theirs, Lord, that they've traveled with and done things with. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that, Lord, his liver will be healed, Father. And if you see fit, Lord, Did he have a transplant, Lord? I pray that you'd put him close to the first of the list, Lord, so that the Lord will give you the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just tell him. Just tell him to believe. I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. None others ever known. Have you ever walked with God? Walked in the garden alone with him? Listened to his voice? His voice will tell you what the word says. His voice will raise us up in the knowledge of God. It'll teach us how to control our tempers. Give us patience. Make us act like God. And then have brotherly kindness for people that hate you. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody ought to put that on a t-shirt. A big letter. What a mighty God we serve. You love the Lord. Holy Ghost knowledge. We got to have it to move up the pyramid. We got to have it to be good Christians. I mean, Christians that God can use. Listen, he's got many sons. The Bible says many sons. He's got many sons. But there's going to be a certain group that's going to be an adopted set of sons. That's going to be able to stand one day and thwart Satan, just like what Brother Brown said. When we what? Know. K-N-O-W. When we know and have an intimate relationship with God. We ought to try that sometime. As ever. Let's sing the chorus again. He walks. He talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you'd be with us. That we've said something, Lord, that'll help the people. Father, in our heart, we know that there's people that are struggling. We know that there's people that are anxious and nervous and different things. Lord, I pray that you'd settle those nerves that we have, Lord. That you'll give us the eye salve of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that you're the only one that can heal a wound without any kind of chemical that comes from man, because you're the healer. Lord, I pray that you'd be with us, Lord. Bind us together. Keep us, Lord, from all evil. Forgive us of our mistakes and our faults that we make, Lord, against you. Father, I pray that you'd be with us now, Lord, as we continue through Thursday and Friday, Lord, and be with us Saturday, Lord, there at 6:00, Lord, where we can answer questions and talk about you, and we can get stronger in you, Lord. Father, I pray that you be with Brother Luis and Brother Bob, Lord, as they prepare for their missionary sermon, Lord, that tells us all the things that you did there. And I pray that we'll get, Lord, strength from that. Just be with us now and keep us until then, Father. Just bless your little bride around the world, Lord. All the pastors and different ones, Lord, they're getting older. Lord, Brother Paget and different ones we've been talking to, Lord. Even Brother Mike. Lord, I pray that you'd be with them. Father, keep them strong, Lord. Keep Brother Dale strong, Lord. All the different ones, Lord, that's getting older, Lord. We know that time is not our friend, that time is our enemy. But, Lord, you told us not to look to that, but to look to the impossible. As Abraham was 100 years old, and he still held on to that promise. Father, I pray that we hold on to the promises of God more than ever before. And that this year, Lord, will be a year, Lord, how can you top last year? Lord, we baptized 20. People said they got the Holy Ghost, a new birth. Lord, people have grown in you, Father. Lord, the little church here, Lord, has prospered. I pray, Lord, that you would continue that. that we'll continue to strive to be one with you. Forgive us of our sins and our many faults that we do make, Lord. Cover us by your blood. Lord, may the token be applied to everything that we do. Our car, our home, this sanctuary, the one we walk in, Lord, all the places we work, Lord, may we be a lighthouse for you, Father. Let it never be put out. Let us always have oil in our lamp. And Lord, that it keeps burning and burning and burning, as the song says. Lord, just be with us now. Take care of us. We love you for all the things you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.